ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. During his debate with Vice President Harris, former President Trump repeated already debunked claims about Haitian migrants in Springfield, Ohio.
In Springfield, they're eating the dogs, the people that came in. They're eating the cats. They're eating the pets.
On support for Ukraine, the vice president said Trump's admiration for Putin is a threat.
If Donald Trump were president, Putin would be sitting in Kyiv right now.
Post-debate, Trump claimed Harris lost and would not commit to a second debate. Harris picked up the endorsement of pop megastar Taylor Swift. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and British Foreign Minister David Lammy arrived in Kyiv. Ukraine is pressing its Western allies to allow it to use long-range missiles against targets deeper inside Russia. Earlier, Blinken accused Iran of providing missiles with short-range missiles. This is ABC News. No injuries when two Delta jetliners, an Airbus A350 and a smaller CRJ-900 collided at Atlanta's Hartsfield-Jackson Airport, the smaller plane getting its tail knocked off.
The pilot of the larger plane with more than 200 passengers heading to Japan, telling airport control that something just went really wrong.
We just hit something on the taxiway. Could you tell us what it was?
On board the smaller plane were journalists from our ABC local stations in Tampa and Cincinnati. Paul Whedon is a photographer for WCPO.
It felt and sounded like a car crash. There was, you know, kind of that crunch.
They report that no one was hurt, and they were removed from the plane and bused back to the airport terminal.
ABC Steve Osunsami. Hey there, all you greasers. Billboard magazine reports the death of Sha-na-na keyboardist Screamin' Scott Simon, sinus cancer. He joined the band right after Woodstock, co-wrote the song Sandy for the movie Grease. Screamin' Scott Simon was 75. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today's forecast calls for highs in the mid-80s, abundant sun and warm conditions, clear and calm tonight, a low of 55, Thursday hot and sunny with a high of 87, Friday increasingly cloudy but still unseasonably warm, a high of 82, 80 for Saturday with a few showers later at night, and Sunday a mix of sun and clouds with a chance of scattered showers and a high of 80. Yesterday's high was 79 here at the studios. It was 63 at midnight. Currently, we're at 53 degrees, and that is, thus far, the overnight low. Good morning. Today is Wednesday, September 11th.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight? Stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the
Master of the Sea, that's him. He's the King of Kings, he's the Lord of Lords, he's the one who died for me. Jesus came walking upon the sea one day. The disciples in a raging storm, their hearts were so afraid. But when the Master stepped on board, he calmed the winds and waves. In their hearts they were rejoicing, I can almost hear them say, that's Him, that's my blessed Redeemer. That's Him, He's the Master of the sea. That's Him, He is the Rock of Ages. He's the King of Kings, He's the Lord of Lords, He's the one who died for me. That's Him, that's my blessed Redeemer. That's Him, He's the Master of the sea. That's Him, He is the Rock of Ages. He's the King of Kings, He's the Lord of Lords, He's the one who died for me. He's the King of Kings, He's the Lord of Lords, He's the one who died for me.
We start the day in a positive way. There you go, with the sounds of glory, and that's Him. Before that, our national anthem sung by the Statler Brothers. Hello, friends. It's me, Phil Nee, down the old trail to keep you company this morning with the Light in the Milk House show by way of Boscobel last night, and went by Henry Bray's and picked up some pickled pig's feet and some SpaghettiOs, and had a little midnight snack, and here we are ready to go today with some Light the Milk House stuff, some looking at the day and the community calendar. We'll see what's going on, and also a Brewer win last night. How about that? A close one. The Brewers win by a run, 3-2, last night. Details coming up in about 10 minutes when we check sports. Good luck getting there, and enjoy your day. It's a 5 o'clock world. This is Hal Ketchum.
Up every morning just to keep a job, gotta fight my way through the hustling mob. Sounds of the city pounding in my brain while another day goes down the drain. But it's a 5 o'clock world when the whistle blows. No one owns a piece of my time. There's a 5 o'clock in me inside my clothes, thinking that the world looks fine, yeah. You're the lady, trading my time for the pay I get, living on money that I ain't made yet. Gotta keep going, gotta make my
Highway 101 on WRCO Radio, 512 the time. A reminder today, the 167th Vernon County Fair starts today, runs through Sunday at the Vernon County Fairgrounds, Viroqua, the last county fair in the state. Today, there will be a 9/11 tribute at 7 o'clock and an Amura Rose Remembrance Walk at 7:30. Tomorrow, antique tractor pull at 6, followed by a farm-modified truck and tractor pull, and many events going on in the next few days at Vernon County Fair. Okooch Mountain Humane Society's Animal House Food Stand will be open Thursday and Friday of this week from 10 until 2 in the Richland Center Community Center parking lot. The Richland area senior citizens will have a brat stand at Bindle Tire and Auto on Friday from 10 until 2 or until sold out. And the Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce will host the second annual Hispanic Heritage Day. That comes up Saturday from 10 until 4 and will be held at Kroska Park in Richland Center.
Just between the two of us, we know our love is gone. People think it's wonderful, our love can be so true. You never say an angry word, no matter what I do.
And you have so much faith in me, you trust me anywhere. But the reason, if they only knew,
is that we just don't care. Just between the two of us, let's give up this fantasy, for we no longer care enough to even disagree. Everybody envies us and the way we get along, but just between the two of us, we know our love is gone. Give up this. to see. For we no longer care enough to even disagree. Everybody envies us and the way we get along. But just between the two of us, we know our love is gone.
Merle Haggard and Bonnie Owens on the Light in the Milk Cow Show. It is 16 minutes after 5.
Both slaughter cows and calves were weaker at this past Wednesday's sale at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold up to $516, with the beef crossbred calves up to $840. The fleshy beef cows range from 120 to 130 per pound, with the thinner dairy cows 90 to 105, questionable and lightweight cows lower. Feeder sale today, September 6th.
Slow ruins everything, so why not pay less for fast? U.S. Cellular's home internet gives you the speed you need for just $39.99 per month when bundled with a wireless plan with a 3-year price lock guarantee. Get fast 5G home internet made simple. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
Ditch that cable and lock in your home internet rate at $39.99 per month for 3 full years. Visit your local U.S. Cellular store in Richland Center, Spring Green, and Viroqua.
Don't learn safety by accident is the theme of this year's National Farm and Safety Campaign. Safety starts early with local organizations such as 4-H and FFA. Youth are taught how to stay safe on the farm. This message, thanking the local organizations that support farmers, is a message of the Gokenauer Insurance Agency, your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Chance Feed, Seed and Such prides itself with excellent quality, fair prices, and very friendly, helpful people at 373 West 6th Street in Richland Center. And Premier Cooperative has exceeded expectations since 1893 with feed, seed, animal health, fertilizer, chemicals, propane, and Senex Pump 24.
You have auto insurance because, let's face it, stuff happens. And then you feel punished with a rate hike after filing a claim? Erie Rate Lock changes all that. With Rate Lock from Erie Insurance, your low rate stays great until you change cars, drivers, or your address. Your Erie agent in Richland Center is the Richards Insurance Agency. Get a quote at 585-2137.
Rate Lock does not guarantee continued insurance coverage. Insured must meet necessary underwriting guidelines. Premium may change if you make policy changes. Not all products are offered in all states. Patent pending.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Mr. Tom's Auto Body specializes in collision repair and refinishing, rust proofing, rust repair, sandblasting, and more. Call 375-4480. Total Tech provides a host of services including flat rate commercial IT support and PC repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions. J&J Recycling and Salvage is a family-owned business and open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays 8 to noon. J&J Recycling and Salvage, if it's here, it's for sale. Herculift is your local material handling supplier with service, parts, and rental equipment as well as new and used options for purchase or lease. Call 800-362-3500.
An update on sports is sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. High school soccer last night, Lodi over Richland Center 4-0. Sugar River shut out River Valley 3-0. High school volleyball, heard on the radio, Riverdale was a 3-1 winner over Boscobel. Cuba City 3-1 over Fenimore in the SWAL from last night's action. And Mineral Point 3-0 over Southwestern. Highland swept Benton, and it was a win last night for DeSoto over Weston, and Seneca defeated Weston in 3 sets in a quad that was hosted yesterday by DeSoto. In action from the Brewers, William Contreras had 3 hits and drove in a run. Garrett Mitchell had a home run, and the Brewers beat the Giants 3-2. Aaron Civale allowed 2 runs in 5 1/3 innings, pitching well against the Giants after throwing 7 shutout innings against them 2 weeks ago, and improving to 4-2 since being traded to the Brewers from the Rays in July. Elsewhere, the Cubs were winners against the Dodgers, 6-3. Cincinnati, 3-0 over St. Louis. Atlanta, 12. Washington, nothing. Pittsburgh, 6-4 over Miami. In the American League, Kansas City, 5-0 over the Yankees. Baltimore, 5. Boston, 3. Minnesota, 10-5 over the Angels. Cleveland, 5. The White Sox, nothing. Oakland, 4-3 over Houston. Interleague play, Detroit 11, Colorado nothing, Philadelphia 9-4 over Tampa Bay, Toronto 6, the Mets 2, Arizona 6-0 over Texas, San Diego 7-3 winners against Seattle. On the night last night in pro sports, this update sponsored by the Sports Boosters.
Cord & Main offers quality, affordable furniture, mattresses, home decor options for all styles. Stop in downtown Richland Center for in-stock items as well as customizable styles today. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, your Trane heating and air conditioning system dealer, providing quality service and superior products. It's hard to stop a Trane. And WP Dental, providing modern dental care, helping create healthy, beautiful smiles Monday through Friday.
Good morning, everyone. It is 53 degrees in Richland Center. And guess what? It's aerobic polka time. Here we go. There you go, an aerobic polka for you from the Squeeze Box Band. That was the Tinker Polka. Whew! Catch my breath after that one. We need a cool down waltz at 5:25.
I was dancing with my darling to the Tennessee waltz. What an old friend I happened to see. I introduced her to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee walls. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee. Introduced her to my loved one, and while they were dancing, my friend stole my sweetheart from me. I remember the night and the Tennessee walls. Now I know just how much I have lost. Yes, I lost my little darling the night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee Walls.
Thank you very much. Miss Patti Page, The Singing Rage, right there on WRCO Radio. Farm News and Markets next. Here's Bobby G. Rice.
Style, and you've never once looked back at your home across the track. You're the gossip of the town, but my heart can still be found where you tossed it on the ground. Pick me up on your way down. Pick me up on your way down when you're blue and starts to pour you. Come on back where you belong. You may be their pride and joy, but they'll find another toy. Then they'll take away your crown. Pick me up on your way down.
The new forecast for today calls for sunshine and 83, clear tonight, 57 with patchy fog, and a high of 86 tomorrow. Right now in Richland Center, it is 52 degrees.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio and Brownfield is sponsored in part by Richards Insurance, your certified farm specialist serving Southwest Wisconsin since 1933. With offices in Ithaca and Reedsburg, for your farm insurance needs, call Richards Insurance.
Choosing an insurance policy can be stressful, so don't choose a policy, choose a partner. Richards Insurance Agency and Rockford Mutual Insurance will guide you through the process of selecting the coverage that is right for you. We hope you never need to file a claim, but if you do, rest assured you will be well taken care of. For all your farm and business insurance needs, contact Richards Insurance Agency at 585-2137. Rockford Mutual Insurance, helping individuals and families during their time of need for nearly 125 years.
The cranberry harvest has started for some growers. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Bred to defy expectations, Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans have the whole industry feeling their impact. Learn more at pioneer.com/new era. Wisconsin's cranberry growers might exceed yield projections this fall. USDA and Ocean Spray predict around 4.9 million barrels will be harvested this fall. But Wisconsin Cranberry Growers Association Executive Director Grant Holly tells Brownfield growers are more optimistic.
Now that we've been traveling around the state, we're looking and this late summer type weather here in Wisconsin has really plumped up those berries, and we're fairly confident we're definitely going to be above 5 million barrels this year, maybe even a little bit north of that.
Holly says some of the southern bogs will start harvesting soon, but northern bogs are not quite ready.
I think it's going to be another couple of weeks. They're going to take this warm weather and they're going to use it to be able to get those berries a little bit bigger, and then I think they're going to be looking right at the start of October.
60% of U.S. cranberry production and 52% of world production comes from Wisconsin. The head of the Soy Transportation Coalition says the ag industry is preparing for a blow to its supply chain as the potential for a port strike is becoming a reality. Mike Steenhoek says the International Longshoremen's Association has threatened a strike if a new contract agreement can't be reached with the U.S. Maritime Alliance by the end of the month.
Disagreement remain over things like wages and salaries, healthcare benefits. A big sticking point is any potential use of automation in the future at these ports. The labor unions are strongly resistant toward it.
He tells Brownfield the shutdown of East and Gulf Coast export facilities would directly impact the shipment of ag goods by container. An extension plant pathologist at Purdue University says red crown rot is spreading across Indiana. Darcy Telenko says it's been confirmed in six of their counties.
We're still finding new areas with the disease. Rush, Decatur, Spencer, and Allen County were the four counties that we had found confirmed in last year and the year prior. In those counties this year, we're finding it again in new fields.
And Stephanie Porter with the Illinois Soybean Association says more of their state's farmers are finding red crown rot in fields.
I wouldn't say it's spread. I think it's been here. It's just a matter of people are becoming more aware now. Last year, I think a lot of people thought we were crying wolf when in actuality it's here. And I think the longer that it's here, the worse it gets.
Porter says ISA is also funding extensive research into the emerging disease. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Find more news online at Brownfield Ag News.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Andrew Gotham from New Auburn High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Andrew is a three-sport athlete and hopes to pursue a track and field opportunity in college. He's active in FFA, Honor Society, Skills USA, and has learned a lot about teamwork and robotics competition.
Robot, they tend to break a lot, and at competition, everyone's robot is breaking, so you got to learn to work with your team well and handle the time crunches that's going on during competition.
Andrew said agriculture is important to he and his family, but so is engineering, which is what he plans to study in college.
My father is a civil engineer, and so is my brother and my grandpa and my uncle. And I've always been around engineering my whole life, and that's what I've been doing with two skills. I've been working on my engineering side.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Landowners manage a variety of assets every day. Trees on your property are an asset you shouldn't take for granted. The staff of Meister Log and Lumber has been buying logs and standing timber in southwest Wisconsin since 1936. Meister's professional forest management team can help you make the decisions that will be in the best interest of you and your trees. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber, 608-434-4413.
A quiet day for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs ended the day lower. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with the Roundfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity was unsurprisingly quiet Tuesday. Bids didn't surface. Asking prices were floated in the south at $182 live, but weren't established in the north. Significant trade volume will likely hold out until sometime Thursday or Friday. At the Callaway Livestock Center in Missouri, steer calves under 550 pounds were not well tested. There was a much lighter offering of steer calves and yearlings weighing from 550 to 800 pounds, all sold with a weak to lower undertone. Feeder heifers, 550 to 600 pounds, sold with spots of $5 higher, while heifers, 600 to 650 pounds, sold $6 to $8 lower. All other weights of heifers were lightly tested. The USDA says demand was moderate to good on a moderate supply. Medium and large one feeder steers, 551 to 598 pounds, brought $285 to $301. Feeder steers, 856 to 889 pounds, brought $232.75 to $236.50. Medium and large on feeder heifers, 568 to 597 pounds, brought $256.50 to $268.50. Boxed beef closed lower on modest demand for solid offerings. Choice down 29 cents at $308.23. Select closed $1.48 lower at $297.01. Estimated cattle slaughter was 124,000 head, down 1,000 on the week and about 2,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed modestly lower with a huge negotiated run. Processors were able to move significant numbers Tuesday without having to bid up. Global demand for U.S. pork continues to be a bright spot, and that's helping provide some price support. Concerns about domestic demand linger and are creating additional uncertainty. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 15 cents with a weighted average of 78.34. The Iowa Minnesota closed 9 cents lower with a weighted average of 78.53, and the Western Corn Belt was down a penny with a weighted average of 78.53. Pork values closed lower, down 92 cents at 94.80. Hams, picnics, and bellies were all lower. Estimated hog slaughter was 484,000 head, even on the weekend, up about 2,500 on the year. At the CME, live cattle were mixed, waiting on direct business. Feeders were mostly higher on the lower moving corn. And lean hog futures into the day mixed on spread trade and the weak midday moving pork. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
This is the sound of corn pests wreaking havoc on your crops. This is the sound of a channel field protected by Bayer's trait technology. With the RNAi technology of SmartStax Pro, the all-in corn rootworm fighter, and VT4 Pro, Bayer's wider spectrum of defense, you can stay one step ahead of ever-changing pest pressure. Find the right corn trait for your fields at channel.com/corn traits. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Direct cattle markets were quiet Tuesday. Midwest butcher hogs were steady. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in soybean genetics. Leverage the extensive knowledge of their talented experts across the country, Stein has yield. Soybeans and corn were down and profit taken in broader market pressure. November beans were 20 and three quarters lower at 9.97 and a quarter. January was down 20 and a quarter at 10.15 and a quarter. December corn was three lower at 4.04 and a quarter. March was down two and three quarters at 4.23 and a quarter. Out of this week's direct business, October live cattle were down 60 at 176.32, and December was 37 lower at 176.42. With the week corn, October feeders were up 67 at 235.40. And on spread trade in the week midday pork, October hogs were down 25 at 78.55. December lean was up 5 at 71.15. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange, providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
Cover crops and livestock are a winning combination for soil health. That's ahead on Farm to Fork.
If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for RHIZOL from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Not all farms are suited to this, but the practice of grazing livestock on cover crops appears to be a good thing in no-till systems. That's according to researchers at Kansas State University. Agronomist Logan Simon.
We actually did see a significant increase in soil organic carbon stocks, as well as soil potassium in our grazed areas compared to our ungrazed areas.
Simon indicated the on-farm study was started in 2018 in central and western Kansas.
During that time frame, there was still a lot of concern that grazing cover crops, especially on our no or conservation till acres, could cause some negative impacts in terms of soil health, that we could lose some of the benefits that we expect from cover crops for soil health, and also some concerns about compaction.
The timing for cover crop planting is important, says Simon.
For folks looking to integrate cover crops and looking to integrate grazing, I would consider good planting windows where you're able to plant that cover crop, get it up, and get some biomass out there to graze on during the time of year that maybe would complement your existing forage resources.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sales every Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. This week's sale is all Holstein and Angus Cross feeders. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all over the country. Also, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning starting at 8:30. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
China's dairy purchases are hard to predict. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. A dairy economist says recent milk powder sales to China are a good sign, but he's not expecting China to be buying long term.
I'd say that's probably a blip rather than some kind of indicator of a long-term trend that we're going to see coming.
Chuck Nicholson with the University of Wisconsin tells Brownfield there are several economic factors within China and political factors that will affect dairy exports to China.
Their economy is not in great shape. They have growth that is good for major developed country standards, but has not really been aligned with what they have seen in recent years. And so there's a lot of concern there, and I think that's affecting purchases, a variety of imports, including dairy products.
China purchased some milk powder near the end of August, but their powder imports were at a 12-year low, and USDA predicts a 3% decrease this year with a total of 425,000 tons. The Coalition for Renewable Natural Gas says a major milestone has been reached in the growth of the renewable gas industry. They say 433 methane digester facilities are now operational in North America. That's compared to 300 a year ago, marking a 44% growth in just 1 year. Cash dairy prices were mixed Tuesday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Dry whey was unchanged at 59 cents. Two sales recorded there. 40-pound cheese blocks up 3.5 cents to 230.5, but only one sale at that price. Cheese barrels were up 5.5 cents to 234, but no sales. Butter went down 1.5 cents to 317.5, no sales recorded. Non-fat dry milk up 1.5 cents at 139.5, with one sale at that price. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. Find more market information online at Brownfield Ag News.
This is the sound of corn pests wreaking havoc on your crops.
This is the sound of a channel field protected by Bayer's trait technology. With the RNAi technology of SmartStacks Pro, the all-in corn rootworm fighter, and VT4 Pro, Bayer's wider spectrum of defense, you can stay one step ahead of ever-changing pest pressure. Find the right corn trait for your fields at channel.com/corn traits. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. Thursday, September 12th, at our Richland Center store only, we are having a Milwaukee one-day tool sale. Stop in and see demos with the latest Milwaukee M18 tools, plus great deals on kits and bear tools. Also, there will be free giveaways, food, and soda. So stop in from 10 to 2 at our Richland Center store only to see this sale and other great deals available. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Today's forecast from WRCL meteorologist Tony Schumacher, calling for a high of 83 with south winds at 5 to 13. Clear tonight, patchy fog possible, a low of 57. Sunny and very warm Thursday and a high of 86 and 82 Friday. So a little bit of summer-like weather coming up here. As we get up and get at it, we get out to try and win our fortune today. It's 52 degrees. Back to music on the Milk House Show with the Everly Brothers.
Never felt like this until I kissed ya. How did I exist until I kissed ya? Never had you on my mind. I kissed ya, oh yeah. Things have really changed since I kissed ya. My life's not the same now that I kissed ya. Oh yeah. You got a will about ya. Now I can't live without ya. Never knew what I missed till I kissed ya. I kissed ya, oh yeah. You don't realize what you do to me, and I didn't realize what a kiss could be. You got a will about ya. Now I can't live without ya. Never knew what I missed till I kissed ya. I kissed ya, oh yeah. You don't realize what you do to me, and I didn't realize what a kiss could be. You got a will about ya. Now I can't live without ya. Never knew what I missed till I kissed ya. I kissed ya, oh yeah. I kissed ya, I kissed ya, oh yeah. I kissed ya.
The places where we used to meet, we go together.
Step by step like shoes on your feet, we go together.
Just like a sand out in the sea. What good is sugar if you have no tea? What good are you if you don't have me? We go together.
That old feeling we used to get even feels better.
There was a girl you made me forget the day I met her.
Just like the tears in a baby's eyes, just like the stars up in the sky, like ice cream and the apple pie,
we go together.
We go together like a storm and rain, just like a fire that needs a flame, just like a picture needs a frame, we go together. We go together like a moon in June, just like a fork needs a spoon, just like a song that needs a tune, we go together.
together.
Yeah, I'm just like a sand out in the sea. What good is sugar if you have no tea? What good are you if you don't have me? We go together. We go together like a storm and rain. Just like a fire needs a flame. Just like a picture needs a frame. We go together. We go together. We go together like a storm and rain. Just like a fire needs a flame. Just like a picture needs a frame.
Tammy Wynette and George Jones, and We Go Together on WRCO. 8 minutes before the hour of 6 o'clock, so we head toward 83 later today. Tony Schumacher checks in with the latest on weather. And we get ready for the day in southwest Wisconsin. It was a Brewer win last night, Milwaukee getting the victory, a late-night victory against the Giants. Game number two of the series is coming up tonight. Catch all the action all season long on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. Here's Ernest Dubb.
Thanks. Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart, that's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, baby, thanks a lot. You told our friends as I was passing by that you're not sorry, that you made me cry. You said I deserve just what I got. Well, if that's how you feel, honey, thanks a lot. Thanks. Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart, and that's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, honey, thanks a lot. Oh, Leon. You wanted a fool, and I played the part. Now all I've got is a broken heart. We loved a little and laughed a lot. Then you were gone, honey, thanks a lot. Thanks. Thanks a lot. I got a broken heart, and that's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, honey, thanks a lot.
Ernest Tubb on the Light in the Milk House Show. Thank you for joining us and supporting local radio.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, reynoldslivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
Wilkinson Law Group is hosting a free estate planning seminar, How to Keep the Family Farm in the Family, on Thursday, September 12th at the Hillsboro Firemen's Community Center. This free seminar will cover the basics of estate planning and help give you ideas on how to keep your family farm in the family. A free estate planning seminar, Thursday, September 12th at the Hillsboro Firemen's Community Center. No registration necessary. More info at wilkinsonlawgroup.com.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, the weak weather system, which brought a couple of showers to the region overnight, is slipping away to the east, and we'll see plenty of sunshine move in behind it. Another day with balmy summer-like temperatures. In fact, the next couple of days will be some of the warmest of the entire next week. But overall, it's a very mild forecast right into next week. Now, we are expecting moisture from the hurricane in the southern U.S. to gradually shift north and bring us cloudier skies by Friday and Saturday. And with that, maybe another weak system coming in from the west could trigger a stray shower or two by Saturday night or Sunday, but they should be spotty in nature. That small chance of a stray shower will continue early next week, but right now the rain amounts look relatively small. The forecast for today, mostly sunny and warm with a high near 83, south wind 5 to 13. Tonight clear with patchy fog possible, low about 57. Tomorrow should be sunny and very warm with a high at 86, southeast wind between 5 and 10. On Friday, increasing clouds and warm, low 59, high 82. Saturday, mostly cloudy, low temperature 60, high of 80, with a slight chance of a shower at night. On Sunday, variably cloudy, a spotty shower, thunderstorm possible, low 61 with a high of 81. Monday, staying unseasonably warm, breaks of sun with an isolated shower possible, low 61 with a high of 82. And next Tuesday, a bit of sunshine, remaining warm, slight chance of a shower, low 59 with a high near 81 degrees. You have a great morning out there. Enjoy the sunshine. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
We're at 52 degrees this morning. Yesterday, we topped out at 79. The record high for this date, September 11th, 93 in 1931. The record low, 30 in 1955. Last year's high was 72 and the low, 55. Sunset will happen at 7:19 this evening. Sunrise time, 6:37 coming up for this morning. Right now, the air is calm and the barometer is at 29.92, which is steady. No precipitation today. We've been as warm as 63 overnight and as low as the current reading. It's 52 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.